This is HPR episode 2640 entitled, Another Rambling Drive into Work. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 14 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, and second attempt at making a show on the way into work.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. HPR, Hacker Public Radio, is a service provided by the community for the community. Just after 6 in the morning. It's 11 degrees outside. And this is my second attempt at recording a show in the car. I've actually got in-bud earphones and I was wondering what the strange noise was. It's a pitter-patter noise, and I realised it's the rain on the window. So apologies for that. I'm surprised it picks that up. It's not even that heavy rain. So I'm trying out a new microphone today, and I did a little recording yesterday when it wasn't raining, of course, and I was really pleasantly surprised with the quality. So, with my first recording, first show, driving into work and doing a show was quite disastrous, really. It was just almost inaudible. The quality was just so bad, and I got a couple of comments back from it, and somebody, and I do apologise if I didn't take a note of your name, I'm really sorry. Somebody suggested that I had tried some noise removal technique. I didn't know about it, and that's a bit where you highlight a piece of a noisy bit of the track, and then sample it, and then use Audacity to remove it. And I did actually try that, but it was just so bad it just didn't help at all. Really, gets to a point where it's just beyond recovery. So that was that. And but a useful tip nonetheless. The other comment was from Dave Morris, and he said that he suggested the microphone might be a bit sensitive, and to try an alternative from John, the microphone that was recommended by John Kelp, in fact. while back, and that was an excellent episode. I remember listening to that, and of course, you know, microphones is a huge topic, and I know very little about, so I won't really go into much about that really, but I ordered these microphones up anyway. Dave gave me a link, or there was a link on his show where he drove into work, and in fact I'm really looking forward to listening to that show, but as yet I've no chance to hear it. I ordered these microphones, as microphone, and when it came, I was surprised to find five in the packet. I thought, well, they've made a mistake. And then, of course, I hadn't checked up the order properly, and it was actually five microphones that you get. So what point am I going to do five microphones? I don't know. When I looked at the microphones, they looked initially they looked almost identical to the one that came with the dictaphone, which I'm using just now. Although the diameter was a little bit bigger, I think John Cup was talking about a $2 microphone, and you got five of them or something like that. I think cost me about six maybe £7, something like that. When I looked at the recording from the very first show I did, it was very clear that the audio was clipping really badly in Audacity. It really was. So I think Dave was spot on. That was a problem, and I was quite amazed at what a difference it makes using this microphone. Because as I say, I did a wee trial test yesterday. It's really transformed the quality, so that's great. I thought, what am I going to use these other five microphones for? And I thought I could maybe use one with my amateur radio set, which I have in the car. And because I currently use one of these fist microphones. Well, I very rarely use it, to be fair. I just tend to listen really. I thought it might be quite nice to clip one of these into the lapel and use that when mobile with the amateur radio set I've got in here. And I thought, well, I presume it's an electric condenser microphone. And I thought, well, I don't actually know very much about electric condenser microphones. I mean, I know how a standard microphone works. You've got a coil of wire, a magnet, a diaphragm, and when the diaphragm moves up and down, it's attached to a piece of metal that moves in and out of the coil, or above the coil, and generates a minute voltage that's amplified. And that's really how a standard microphone works. It's really like the opposite of a loudspeaker. I had a wee glance at Wikipedia, and the history of the condensing microphone goes back quite a long way. I can't remember the year, it's essentially like a big capacitor, and when sound waves hit it, and it changes the capacitance of the two plates, more or less. I don't know exactly the construction of these things and how they work, but that's more or less how they work. So that was that. So I had a wee experiment with it and attached it to my amateur radio, and I found the sensitivity wasn't good enough really, and so I need to build an amplifier to make it that bit more sensitive. I thought, oh, that's a bit of a faff. And I wasn't also very sure how you make the radio transmit. I'm still not 100% sure how you do it. I thought maybe it kind of looks like you almost connect the two grounds on the two sockets on the side of the radio. I don't know. So yeah, I thought, well, it's just too much hassle. I'm going to have to build an amplifier for the microphone and an amplifier for the speaker as well. So it's just too much hassle. So I gave up. But the Homer say, if something's difficult, it's not worth doing. Is that what he said? Is that one of his quotes? Well, I don't know what's happened here, but we're down to 30 miles per hour. And seem to be in a bit of a traffic jam. I'm guessing something's obviously happened on the city bypass. That's not good, especially not at this early in the morning. Oh yeah, I see some blue flashing lights up way up ahead. Not good. Anyway, I think that's really all I had to say. These microphones are just fantastic. I can't believe that the difference in quality between the one that was supplied with the dictaphone and this one, the $2 microphone, as John Kelp said. I think it was $2. It's just transform the recording. I guess you could just use it in the house or out walking or in the car. It's only $2 as it was back then, and it makes it very easy to record a show. So I'm sure you all must have something interesting you can post. Hopefully next time I'll have a bit more of a structured show, and I don't know whether I'll regularly do some in the car or whether I'll revert back to recording in the house. I guess it depends how I feel. I'll see, but it's certainly quite easy. This isn't good. I'm doing about 2 miles an hour. Crikey. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Hope it wasn't too boring for you. And as always, if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxat. HPR, the @ googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye. Something like that. Where's the flaming stop button on this thing? Oh, here it is. Listen. You will produce a show. 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 You will
produce a show.
You will produce a show. You will produce a show. You will produce a show.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.